Welcome to Kansas City and Kauffman Stadium. Game reports are brought to you by Schnucks, Ryan Kelly, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. The Cardinals are looking for their fifth series win tonight after beating the Royals in Game 1 last night by the score of 7-0. The Cardinals used a five-run second inning to set the tone for the game.
And DeJong sends this one out to deep left center. 1-0 Cardinals.
Then a two-out rally in the same inning, highlighted by who else? Matt Carpenter.
In the air. Deep right. At the wall. He's done it again. Matt Carpenter. Home run number 32. 4-0 St. Louis.
Five runs in the second, and then another home run later in the game for St. Louis.
And a 1-2 hit out to deep left. Off the bat of Bader. 6-0 Cardinals.
The Cardinals added another run, and another young Cardinal found himself in the box score.
Off the end of the bat, shallow center. It drops, and a base hit for Garcia, his first ever in the big leagues.
Adolis Garcia with his first ever major league hit. The Cardinals won by the score of 7-0. Austin Gomber went five innings. He picked up the win.
I thought I did a good job early, good job attacking. It came out of the game plan. I really wanted to attack, get ahead of hitters, and you know, was able to do that and put up some quick zeros. And like I told him, man, the offense has been a joke lately. And you know, as a pitching staff, we understand that we're in a good place right now offensively, and we're just trying to do our part. Quick innings, get us back in and let us hit.
Manager Mike Schilt.
Big second inning, you know, and got Paulie with a nice home run, and then it started with two outs. You know, Bader with a tough at bat, singling through the middle, then Carp comes up, two-run homer, and, you know, stretches it out a little bit, and, you know, I like the relentlessness with Yadi doubles and Jose Martinez singles, and we're able to chase the starter out of the game, and, you know, it was encouraging to see.
Last night, Yadier Molina, at age 36, started his 18th straight game at catcher. For that age, that's a major league record. Jack Flaherty goes this evening for St. Louis, his last time out at Pittsburgh, six scoreless innings en route to his fifth win. Danny Duffy will pitch for the Royals. The Cardinals start play today, 6.5 out in the Central, 3.5 out in the wild card. Up next, if you're headed to Kansas City, a must-see place and stop. This is brought to you by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years, 11 area locations. You're always close to a Hotshots no matter where you are. So swing by for great food, cold drinks, and all the games all the time. Get more info. Find a Hotshots near you at hotshotsnet.com. If you love Cardinals baseball, all the games are on. Make sure you go there. They have great Cardinals specials for drinks and food. And if you're a fantasy football player, Hotshots is the place to bring your fantasy football team and party to. Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today. If you're headed to Kansas City tonight or maybe tomorrow, anytime in the off season, a place that you have to stop by if you're a fan of baseball is the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Bob Kendrick is the man that runs it.
You are basically carrying a piece of baseball and Americana that was really going to die. See, this history was going to go extinct when that last Negro League left the face of this earth. We cannot allow that to happen. So yeah, it's a daunting task to know that you've got a piece of history in your hands that if you don't save it, there's a good likelihood that it will fall by the wayside. It will die when that last Negro Leaguer passes away. We don't want that to happen. I tell our guests all the time, Dan, that the Negro Leagues Museum doesn't need to survive. It has to survive.
Absolutely.
So that we don't lose this precious piece of baseball and Americana. And the more majority of people who come here, they don't really know the full depth, the breadth, the scope, the magnitude of what this history represented both on and off the field. I do think the work that we've done now over the past 28 years has certainly elevated the consciousness of those. And so they come in expecting to meet some pretty good baseball players. And, of course, you're going to leave not being disappointed. You're going to meet some of the greatest baseball players to ever put on a baseball uniform.
Absolutely.
But by the time you walk away from this experience, I truly believe that you walk away with an even greater appreciation and understanding of just how great this country really is.
He's an incredible man. It's an incredible story. The Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Coming up on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, a long visit with Bob talking about the Negro Leagues and what it meant to St. Louis, Cool Papa Bell, some of the great players that came through the Gateway City. Also, a video and pictures of my visit at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum up at ScoopsWithDannyMac.com this weekend. Game previews presented by Hot Shots, Ryan Kelly, and Schnucks. We have baseball coming up tonight. A reminder, 5:30 on Fox Sports Midwest. Hope to see you then.